Welcome to day 286. We are up to the fourth and final perek of Maseches Challah. Now, we learned earlier that if you have two batches of dough, whether or not they can be combined in order to create the minimum shear, the minimum amount of dough necessary in order to be chayev and challah, all depends on what their association is. The Chacham said they need to be touching each other so much, b'neshicha, almost biting each other, such that if you were to then pull them apart, a little bit of dough from one batch would come off in the other batch. That's one opinion. Rabbi Eliezer said, as long as they're in the same basket, very close to one another, that would be enough. So our Mishnah is now going to qualify that. It's not always true. When is that true? Says the Mishnah, shtei nashim sh'asu shnei kavim. If you have two different people, two women, who are, each one is making a kav, we know that a kav is not enough to separate challah. You need a kav and a quarter. So each one has a kav. Of course, together would be enough. So can they combine? V'nagu zeh bazeh, they're actually touching one another. And as Mefarshim points out, they're touching each other in the ways that we learned earlier would be enough, meaning they're biting each other in neshicha, or they're in the same basket, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Still, afilu heinu min echad, even if they are the same type of dough, they're both, let's say, wheat dough, that's going to contrast something we're going to learn later, peturim, they are exempt. Because they belong to two different people, each one is going to be makpid to get their own dough back. They don't want them combined. And therefore, because they don't want them combined, because there's no intention to actually have them combined, it doesn't matter whether there's neshicha or whether they're in the same basket, they will not combine. Each one is considered a kav, and a kav, it's not enough to separate challah. Now, bismachem shel isha achas, if they belong to one person, it's the same woman, it's the same person making the dough, and you have two different doughs, that's when we said that neshicha will work, or it'll be in the same, if it's in the same basket. But the Mishnah further qualifies that. Min b'mino, if it's min bamino, if it's the same type of dough, wheat and wheat, for example, then yes, they would combine if they have one of those qualifications. If it's neshicha, they're really attached to each other, or if they're in the same basket. But shalob amino pater. But if it's not the same type of dough, so then it doesn't matter whether it's a neshicha or it's in the same basket, even if it's owned by the same person. If there are two different types of dough, then they will not combine to create the minimum share of challah. So now the Mishnah is going to ask, well, if that's true, says Mishnah Beis, Ezehu min bamino. So what do we consider the same type of dough? Says the Mishnah, Hachitim eina mitzarfas im akol. Achitim, wheat is unique enough that it does not, we know that it's only the five grains to begin with that chal is chayavin. So of the five grains, which combine? So, chitim eina mitzarfas im akol, ela im akusmin. Wheat does not combine with any except for spelt. Wheat and spelt are actually very similar. We know that to be true. Hasaorim mitzarfas im akol. Barley is actually a mitzarf with everything, chutz min hachitim. Barley is able to, has similarities with all the different five grains except for wheat. So spelt works with wheat and spelt works with barley. So spelt seems to be the jack of all trades. It has similarities to both wheat and barley. Wheat is only with spelt, and barley can be with anything except for wheat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Omer says Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and he's not arguing with Tanakama, but just explaining it further. He says, Shar haminim, the other meaning that we have not yet focused on. We focused on wheat and we focused on barley. The other ones, spelt, oats, and rye, will all combine, mitzarfim, zet, and zet, will all combine with each other. So maybe we'll post a chart, but the basic summary is that wheat will only combine with spelt. Spelt combines with everything, and then all of the other things, barley, rye, and oats, combine with everything and with each other and with spelt, but not with wheat. That is Mishnah Beis, within Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.